This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
GCN, visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back. I'm going to do five more minutes, and then Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's. Will be taking over, and always doing a great job in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central with Owen Schroyer. And I know you're awesome folks, but remember, you spread the word about the shows, you share the articles, you share the videos. That's how we affect the world. That's how we change things. And boy, we've been proven right on the gay frogs and the New World Order and world government, forced inoculations and permanent lockdowns. We've proven we really are doing a great job. And they're trying to put my ass in prison, as you see all over the news. So I think we've proven that we really are for the people, by the people, of the people. And we're certainly flawed, but we use God as our North Star. So thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support. Thanks for everything. I'm going to cut an ad right now live. We can run during the show tomorrow because we need to make some money. Listeners, you are the reason that InfoWars is on the air. And I really want to thank you all for over the years keeping us on air. And I think InfoWars has gotten stronger and gotten truer as the time's gone on, because we've learned more, and more of the New World Order has unfolded, so we've been able to dial in exactly where they're going. And boy, were we 97% right. The 3% we were wrong about was it was way worse than we actually thought. And that's the bad news. The good news is that humanity is starting to awaken. But I cannot stress enough to you, in this economy, in this world, how hard it is to fund this operation, to have our own encoders, our own crew, our own satellite uplinks, our own websites, our own legal, our own licensing, our own everything. It is expensive, and it is hard to run our own warehouse and run our own crew and just all of it. So thank you for doing some of your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a lot of things that have been sold out that are back in. Winter Sun, we got a limited supply because the COVID lockdowns have really hurt the supply chain, but vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are essential to your immune system and your body's cells. Great for adults, great for children. It's back in stock, selling out very soon, 25% off. Also sold out for over a month is the InfoWars privacy pockets that have the little Faraday cages that keep the globals from being able to track you. It doesn't send out radiation from the phone that you're able to be hit by. When you have the phone in it, it's really a healthy thing to do to put your phone in it, to remember how much screen time you're doing, how it's dominating your life, and the fact that it is surveilling you. It's actually a good weaning tool to get you in control of the phone and the phone not in control of you. We've got it in black, blue, and red at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we've also got activated charcoal toothpaste that we already had in the pipeline a year and a half ago, finally got in 6 months ago. But my dad developed, retired dentist, oral surgeon, concentrated, doesn't have the additives, fluoride-free, doesn't have the aspartame, doesn't have the toxins. It's really strong toothpaste. I researched the fact that this is one of the fastest-growing toothpastes, activated charcoal. Had my dad come up with a top firm with a superior one. We're very, very, very proud of it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Again, discounted. So whether it is the privacy pockets, whether it's the activated charcoal toothpaste, or whether it is the winter sun, vitamin D3 and vitamin K, that's so essential year-round, particularly in the winter, and particularly for black folks. Black folks are twice as likely to die of COVID. It's still super rare, but it's twice as likely because black folks in the Northern Hemisphere live in cities, live in these urban canyons, and don't get the sun, and black folks need about three times the sun that a Caucasian gets. Hispanic probably needs about twice as much, depending on how much melanin you have as a white person. White people are designed to live away from the sun so we get less of it to be able to live. Folks that live near the equator are blocking out the sun. So if you're not living near the equator and you're living in a northern clime, but you're genetically designed to live at the equator, you need vitamin D3. That's a fact, and they don't want you to know that. So particularly if you have dark skin, you need high-quality vitamin D3. There's a lot of folks that absorb it well in the gut, so you absorb it under the tongue. It's taken sublingually, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Wake of America Coffee. It's the best coffee I've ever had. People get it and go, man, this really is incredible. It's from the Chiapas area in Mexico, right by Guatemala. That is the same price for the 10-plus years we've been selling it. The same stuff that comes from the same place sells for about 50% more a pound at Whole Foods. So we have a great deal on it at InfoWarsStore.com. If you shop with us, we can fund the operation. And storable food for a limited time because the crisis is additional 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live with the Summit News Hour. You'll notice I'm wearing the hat tonight. That's because the hairstyle, the haircut, is not fit for public consumption. And that's because I haven't had a haircut in about 4 or 5 months because, of course, under the lockdown restrictions here in the UK, barbers, hairdressers have been closed for the past several months. But thankfully, by the gracious enlightenment of our ever-wise government, they're telling us that now we will be able to sit on a park bench with another person in about 3 weeks' time. Yes, I can't describe how excited, how grateful I truly am that they're lifting these coronavirus lockdown measures so quickly to the point where in 3 months' time, maybe, just maybe, we'll be allowed to go to the pub. Maybe in 3 months' time. That's what we're going to talk about today. Headline here out of the Daily Mail, which just came up a couple of hours ago. Britain's coronavirus lockdown is one of the toughest in the world, with Ireland the only stricter Western nation. Study reveals Britons are living under the sixth strictest lockdown in the world and the second harshest in Europe, according to an analysis by the University of Oxford. Researchers have ranked the pandemic responses of 180 countries on a stringency map. By looking at how COVID restrictions have affected schools, offices, social gatherings, international travel, and freedom to leave home, each country was scored on a scale of 1 to 100, and they're saying that Britain is the second strictest in Europe. We got France, we got Germany, we've got Italy opening up their schools, their restaurants, their bars, their social events way faster. And yet, as I said in the introduction, 3 months' time we'll be allowed to go to the pub, maybe. And then in 3.5 months, in fact it's closer to 4 months, they say that these restrictions will be lifted and that it's irreversible and that we won't have another lockdown. Of course, many of the health experts that form part of SAGE, which is advising the government, say that that's complete baloney and basically indicating that these lockdown restrictions, these measures, in some form will continue indefinitely and will definitely continue indefinitely for those who don't take the vaccine. Headline out of Summit News. Vaccine passports to enter pubs, venues being considered by British government. To make it clear, these are domestic passports, basically domestic ID cards, which, by the way, Winston Churchill banned back after the Second World War and said they were fundamentally anti-British. Now our great libertarian leader, Boris Johnson, is saying that the government will consider vaccine passports to enter pubs, restaurants, and other venues. And this has been part of his roadmap to lifting lockdown. Despite other European countries such as France, Germany, and Italy easing restrictions far sooner, initial changes will see Brits only being allowed to sit on a bench with another person from next month. That's right. From March the 8th, I believe the date is, they're saying, we may allow you to meet another person from outside your household and sit on a park bench with them. Because nobody's been doing that over the past 2 months. Nobody at all has been flouting any of these lockdown restrictions. They're saying that outdoor dining will not reopen until April the 12th. That's about 7 weeks' time from now. Businesses, pubs, restaurants are all going bust. Doesn't matter, despite the fact that these coronavirus cases are falling quicker than in many other European countries by the stats. We are on a snail's pace to lifting lockdown. And even when it is lifted, as I'm going to get into, they're saying that some of the restrictions will remain. And that's the point. Many people have made the point that if you really want to sell this vaccine, if you really want to encourage take-up of this vaccine, they see the park benches where they literally put tape over them and say old people aren't allowed to sit down after their daily exercise. The messaging with this vaccine is that if you take the vaccine, if you take a double dose of the vaccine even then, maybe you won't be able to live your life. So you would think if they really wanted massive, widespread take-up of this vaccine, especially amongst BAME communities, black people, ethnic minorities, that they would sell it on the basis of, and you know, from a libertarian standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, this is wrong within itself. But they would say, take the vaccine, you get all your freedoms back. They're not even saying that. They're saying, no, you'll still have to wear masks. You'll still be under restrictions. And, of course, that's going to drive a lower take-up of the vaccine than they expected. So then they're going to come back and say, well, not enough people have taken the vaccine. We're going to have to continue these social distancing measures, these lockdown measures for months or even years into the future. But the Prime Minister revealed yesterday in front of Parliament, COVID status certification is being studied, meaning that, quote, vaccine passports could be required to enter pubs, restaurants, and other venues, according to the Daily Mail. Bear in mind that for the past 3 months or so, the government and the vaccine minister have said repeatedly, we're not going to introduce vaccine passports for international travel because that would be discriminatory. Now they're saying, oh, well, that's basically inevitable. You're going to have the vaccine and proof that you've had the vaccine to engage in freedom of mobility, international travel. But beyond that, which they lied about for the past 3 months, saying they weren't even considering it, while literally pouring millions of pounds into studies that were considering it, now they're saying you're not only inevitably going to need it for international travel, maybe you're going to need it to go to the pub, the cinema, sports events, live entertainment. And even in one report, I saw that it was being considered that you would need this vaccine certification to go to the shop. And we laugh at the people who say, Revelations, the mark of the beast, he who doesn't take it will not be allowed to buy or sell. Now there's literally consideration of the potential that if you don't take the mark, you won't be able to buy or sell. I don't expect that to be introduced in terms of people being able to go into the shops, but that was reported, and they are saying that they will consider, and obviously this is going to be somewhat at the discretion of businesses, that they will force people to prove they've had a coronavirus vaccine, whether they don't want to take the vaccine, whether they're medically exempt from taking the vaccine because it's dangerous. They're now talking about having that to allow people into cinemas, sports stadiums, bars, restaurants, while all the time claiming, oh, the vaccine's not going to be mandatory. We're not going to force anyone to take the vaccine. You just won't be able to live a basic, normal social life or even be able to go out without taking the vaccine. So if you don't take it, you'll be under de facto lockdown for infinity. Oh, but it's not mandatory. Indications that international travel will also only be allowed via a vaccine passport mean for the millions of people who can't or won't take the vaccine, they'll effectively be under indefinite lockdown. Then we have this report. Scientists, vaccination before every holiday may be needed. Yes, that's every single holiday. Scientists at Oxford University have suggested that people may need to have a coronavirus vaccination not once, not twice, but every time they want to travel out of their home country. Of course, our own government, our own Home Secretary, will continue to allow the migrant boats to flood into the country. No vaccination required. No ID required. Put them up in four-star hotels. Feed them. Later on, integrate them into society. But those are the protected class. The rest of us won't be allowed to leave the country, by the looks of it, unless we take the shot. The scientists published a report in the Royal Society Journal, which acknowledged there is little data on how efficient or long-lasting the current vaccines are, and so it's likely that countries will require a recent vaccination. And in the next segment, I'm going to get into the fact that they're now proclaiming that flu deaths have completely disappeared. Literally saying they haven't detected a single case of flu for the entirety of this year, and that we may need to keep social distancing, mask wearing, to defeat the flu. Gee, I wonder what the real story behind this is. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Fauci has just come out with a quote where he says, quote, there are things, even if you're vaccinated, that you're not going to be able to do in society. For example, indoor dining, theaters, places where people congregate. Again, even if you're vaccinated, that's not the messaging that I would go with if you really want widespread take-up of a vaccine, to tell people that even if they get it, they're not going to get their pre-COVID freedoms back. And it's a similar situation in the UK, which I just mentioned. Scientists now saying a vaccination may be needed before every single holiday. The government actively considering whether a vaccine certificate will be required to enter pubs, venues, restaurants. And while this is all taking place, we've seen the mysterious disappearance of the flu. Gee, I wonder why this could be. Headline, UK health authorities announced not a single case of flu detected this year. Health authorities in England have announced that not a single case of influenza has been detected this year, with one professor suggesting that mask wearing should be kept in place during winter to drive down flu deaths to, quote, zero. We talked about zero COVID in the past. We seem to be moving away from that, thankfully, in the UK, this idea that we have to have literally zero cases whatsoever to have any kind of continuous, consistent freedoms. You've seen in New Zealand and Australia where they can get three cases amongst a single family and they lock down the entire city of Auckland for 3 days. How long is that going to continue? Well, now they're talking about zero flu because the flu deaths have completely disappeared. And according to the health authorities, or at least some, this is disputed, it's entirely because of mask wearing and social distancing. So the social restrictions brought in to curb transmission of coronavirus, combined with an increased uptake of the flu vaccine, have both been credited with driving down infections. So the official health body in England studied over 685,000 test samples since the first week of January, and not a single flu infection was discovered. Yes, they're actually claiming that not a single person had the flu in the entire United Kingdom for the first almost 2 months of the year in winter. I wonder why that is. Professor Christina Pagel went on to suggest that some of the measures brought in to fight coronavirus could be kept in place to combat flu infections. Oh, so we're keeping them forever. Great. Asserting that, quote, we can reduce flu deaths to pretty much zero, Pagel said it's worth encouraging people to wear masks on public transport and in other busy environments every winter. The masks aren't going anywhere because we can eliminate flu. Because we've honestly had zero flu cases in winter in an entire country for an entire almost 2 months. So believable. That's contradicted by other experts, as we previously highlighted, who have suggested, get this, what a crazy conspiracy theory this sounds like to me, that flu cases are so dramatically low because influenza cases are being falsely counted as COVID cases. What kind of crazy conspiracy theorist would suggest that? Well, top epidemiologist Knut Witowski, who is former head of biostatistics, epidemiology, and research design at Rockefeller University, sounds like your regular tinfoil hat wearer to me, asserted that influenza has been renamed COVID-19 in large part, and we wonder why we've had so many officially recorded cases. According to the CDC, The cumulative positive influenza test rate from late September into the week of December 19th, this is 2020, was just 0.2% compared to 8.7% from a year before. Suddenly the flu just disappeared. According to Witowski, this is because many flu infections are being incorrectly labeled as coronavirus cases. And then, of course, you get the notoriously unreliable PCR tests on top of that. Provides you with plenty of coronavirus cases, which then you can use to justify elongated and, in fact, indefinite lockdowns. He said there may be quite a number of influenza cases included in the presumed COVID-19 category of people who have COVID-19 symptoms, which influenza symptoms can be mistaken for, but are not tested for SARS RNA. Numbers published in April last year by the UK's Office of National Statistics also showed that there have been three times more deaths from flu and pneumonia than coronavirus. So at the height of the pandemic, when it began in Europe last year, from March through to the end of April, the official UK government statistics said there have been three times more flu and pneumonia deaths than coronavirus deaths, and indeed the BBC reported, quote, the number of deaths from flu and pneumonia of more than 32,000 is three times higher than the total number of coronavirus deaths this year, that is 2020. Three times higher in early 2020. In early 2021, the flu has just disappeared into thin air. And now they're saying that because of that, we can eliminate flu. Maybe we can just eliminate all viruses from circulation completely, as long as when the government says jump, we say how high time and time again. Are these restrictions ever going to be really lifted completely? At least for the next few years, it seems very doubtful. And in fact, related to that, saw a tweet earlier, which is taken from the official gov.uk website. Remember that I discussed this on a previous show. Somebody filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the UK government, which, by the way, Tony Blair came out recently and said that was the biggest mistake of his time in office, passing the Freedom of Information Act legislation. God forbid, the public should be able to get information from the government. The horror! Somebody did that. They asked the government how many COVID deaths from the entire total of COVID deaths in the United Kingdom on the death certificate was only COVID listed as the cause of death, not including all the other comorbidities suffered generally by elderly people with several other serious illnesses in hospital. The UK government came back and published this, by the way, on their official website and said that the figure was around 10% of the officially declared COVID deaths that had actually been a result of COVID alone, not including any other comorbidities on the death certificate. So the actual number of people who had died from coronavirus alone in the United Kingdom is 1/10 the amount of the public number that they state over and over again. Again, that's on the official Office of National Statistics website as a result of the Freedom of Information Act request. There's another piece of information on gov.uk, which somebody tweeted out a screenshot of earlier, and it says, in this report, deaths are defined as a death in a person with a laboratory-confirmed positive COVID-19 test and either died within 60 days of the first specimen date or died more than 60 days after the first specimen date with COVID-19 mentioned on the death certificate. So basically, they're counting all deaths of COVID if they occurred within a 60-day time frame of the person being diagnosed with COVID. Now, bear in mind, many of these people, the vast majority of these people, are seriously ill elderly people who have several other comorbidities. But if they catch COVID during that 60-day window from when they're unfortunately tragically declared dead, they count it as a COVID death. Gee, I wonder why there are so many cases. We'll be right back when we talk about misinformation summit. Don't use, don't go away.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, durable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality, durable food, recently processed and packaged, that I, myself, and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago.
Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
I'm going to come back here in a moment and talk about misinformation, specifically proliferated by the mainstream media, something that's not often talked about while they try and get everyone else banned, silenced and censored for, quote, misinformation. First, though, we're going to go to this report from Nigel Farage. Had a headline here out of The Independent, Coca-Cola faces backlash over seminar asking staff to be less white. Again, this is transnational corporations openly embracing the intersectional racist nonsense that the far left produces. Says Coca-Cola has come under fire from conservative critics who have accused the drinks brand of reverse racism after it used a training video that encouraged staff to try to be less white. Replace those words with try to be less black and... can you imagine the outrage that would ensue? The content of a training session was leaked by a Coca-Cola employee who sent pictures of slides asking white people to be, quote, less ignorant and less oppressive. Here's Nigel Farage commenting on that. Let's go to the clip.
Like I told you about Coca-Cola and this absolutely crackpot idea that they were going to actually train their employees to be less white. Because if you're less white, you're less arrogant and you're less nasty. And I put that film out a couple of days ago. Now, I put these videos out because very often I want you to see and hear stories that otherwise you simply will not get from mainstream media. And I've been doing that now for about a year, and I hope you think I do manage to tick that box. But this is not just an exercise in venting our anger at some of the madnesses that are going on in this woke world. It is a means to actually getting things changed. And I've got some good news for you, because there were two or three of us, a couple in America, a couple in the UK, that picked up on this story and went for it. And as a result of this, Coca-Cola were facing an onslaught of online criticism. So they put out a statement to say that being less white was not the focus of their activities in terms of educating their employees, and they would continue to redefine their curriculum. That led to more people emailing, to more people being outraged, and now Coca-Cola have said that this will not be part of their employee training. So they dropped it. They dropped this dreadful idea of telling people to be less white, of telling people who are white to be utterly ashamed of who they are and what they stand for. And this is a big victory, and we have been a part of this. You have been a part of this. I got a lot of emails, a lot of messages from those that have watched my video, almost with incredulity that a firm like Coca-Cola could be doing this. Woke capitalism is what it's known as, when big companies have somebody right on in the HR department who thinks they need to do this for popularity. So this is a big kickback. It's a big victory. And it's why I do want you to keep watching my videos. I do want you to keep getting in touch with me via the website, emailing me stories that you've seen that nobody else has covered. And when you do see me picking up an issue that you think matters and you think should be changed, I want you to share these videos and yourself. You know, if it's relevant, complaining to your local MPs. If, in the case of Coca-Cola, emailing the company. We proved in the last few days with Coca-Cola that we can get things changed. So I'm really happy about that. Now, one thing we haven't yet changed, and I'm speaking to you now on Tuesday morning, is the story that I was uncovering last April and last May when I was going out day after day into the English Channel and showing you videos of these migrant dinghies coming across from Calais and all along the North French coast, coming into the United Kingdom. I covered, I think, the scale of that story. Mainstream media did then pick up on it. And then, of course, I went to the hotels and showed you the billions that we're spending over the course of the next few years. Now, last week, the Immigration Minister, Chris Philp, put out a statement to say that 70% of those who so far this year had attempted to come from Calais had been stopped on the beaches. So the extra 30 million quid we'd given the French authorities was working, and that now we weren't members of the European Union, we would start returning people who had illegally come to Britain and had come here through a safe country like France. Well, it was all very bullish, as it nearly always is, from Priti Patel and Chris Philp, but none of it ever matches reality, because this very morning, a boat landed on a beach at Walmer in Kent, near Deal, and 21 migrants got off the boat and ran off into the Kent countryside. As I speak to you, they're being hunted down by Kent police. 50 that we know of came into Dover yesterday. It'll be a lot more today. And whatever Chris Philp said, so far this year, the numbers that are coming are even bigger than last year. It was 8,500 that we know of that crossed the channel by small boat last year. And from what I can see, we may well have left the EU, we may well have left the Dublin Convention, but we don't have any agreement with the French government on returns. So we've won on Coca-Cola, but to stop the massive cost of people coming into Britain illegally, the vast majority of whom would never, ever qualify to be refugees, let alone what the security risk is of people who we've got no idea who they are coming into and being allowed to stay in our country. So we haven't won this one yet, but I will keep pumping out information you won't get from mainstream media. And I want you to go on watching, to go on complaining, and to go on putting on pressure for change, because that's what we want. We want to improve things. So look, a massive thank you from me to all of you who watched that Coca-Cola video, spread it around, and complained to the company, because we've actually made something just a bit better.
That's Nigel Farage on his YouTube channel. Go and subscribe to that. Talking about woke UK, we had this headline also out of Summit News yesterday. This was quite hilarious. Some incident that happened over the weekend. UK police force to respond after ad claimed being offensive is an offence. Turns out it's not an offence, but doesn't really matter. Merseyside police were forced to respond after officers took part in an electronic ad campaign. They had a van with an electronic billboard outside a supermarket which claimed being offensive is an offence, with authorities later clarifying that it is in fact not an offence. Over the weekend, the mobile electronic billboard was parked outside an Asda supermarket for a PR campaign. Being offensive is an offence, states the ad, which features a police badge superimposed over an LGBT rainbow flag. Sorry, LGBTQI++. Can't keep up at this point. It's the old meme of the cat treading on the keyboard. Merseyside police stand with and support the LGBTQI+ community. We will not tolerate hate crime on any level. Come and speak to Team Beb, stated the text on the ad. Problem is, being offensive is not an offence. And Merseyside police, after a backlash, had to come out with a tweet and admit that maybe they should have realised it before putting it in big letters on a billboard, parking it outside a supermarket, and having three police officers guard it and broadcast to the public, basically intimidate the public into thinking that being offensive is an illegal activity in the United Kingdom. It's not. There is a crime in the UK, which is called being grossly offensive, but that carries with it a high bar to reach court, and it's very hard to prove. It's not just being mean to somebody on Twitter, it turns out. Problem is, we've got record rising crime rates, we've got record rising knife crime in the United Kingdom. We've got crime levels at such a disgraceful level that in 2015, the head of the National Police Chiefs Council said that police officers would be unable to attend some burglaries. But rest assured, they will be hot on the scene of you if you tweet something mean to somebody in the LGBTQI++++ community, while having to backtrack immediately and say that actually it's not the case. You can be offensive. That's not a crime. We'll be back. Not go away.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now?
Yeah, my pride for the final segment. I want to talk about misinformation because this is, of course, a major bugbear of mainstream media right now. They claim people should be silent, censored, banned because of, quote, misinformation. You notice that it's moved on from hate speech, it's moved on from any other justification. Now it's just, well, we think you're wrong. You peddle misinformation, which is, of course, is an entirely subjective word. Therefore, you need to be deplatformed. Well, it turns out there are three clear cases of misinformation, naturally harmful misinformation, that the media has engaged in recent times. Headline here out of Summit News. Poll finds 44% of liberals think cops killed 40 times more unarmed black men than the actual number. This is a new poll which highlights the gulf between what people believe and reality. And it finds that 44% of liberals think cops killed almost 40 times more unarmed black men than the actual figure. Now, this was conducted, or it was commissioned, by Skeptic magazine. First of all, you have to find out the actual number of unarmed black men who were killed by police, in this case in 2019. And according to Mapping Police Violence, which is a database compiled by data experts and activists, so it's not really going to skew in favor of police, in 2019, police officers in the United States killed 27 unarmed black men by any means. And that includes 13 unarmed black men, which were fatally shot in the same year by cops. However, when you asked liberals, when you asked leftists how many unarmed black men they thought had been killed by cops, a very different picture emerges. According to a nationally representative survey, people who describe themselves as very liberal or liberal think that the actual number of unarmed black men killed by police per year is about 1,000. Again, the actual number is 27. The 1,000 figure is just under 40 times the actual figure of 27 unarmed deaths. Zach Goldberg tweeted this and he said, quote, overall 44% of liberals guessed 1,000 or more as compared to 20% of conservatives. That calculation is based on the crosstabs shared by the researcher, and you can see those stats in the tweet, which is embedded in the article. Goldberg also explains how, furthermore, the average liberal respondent also thought a clear majority of people killed by police in 2019 were black. In actuality, roughly a quarter were. Again, more unarmed white people are killed by cops. You would expect that, given that, you know, black people represent 13% of the population. But of course, when you account for the regularity of violent confrontations involving black men with police officers, then you have to account for that number being more. The huge disparity in the actual number of unarmed black men killed by police and how many a significant number of liberals think were killed by police can only be explained by media, messaging, and moral panic. Again, why do they think that 40 times the number of actual deaths occurred compared to the real figure? Because we had months and months of mainstream media propaganda about black people being hunted down on the streets. Literally, as I point out in this article, in one instance, basketball star LeBron James asserted that black people are, quote, literally hunted every day, every time we step foot outside the comfort of our homes. We had months and months of Black Lives Matter-inspired riots, violence, burning of buildings. We had, I think, at the last count, it was about 36 deaths as a result of those riots. And a large part of that violence was based on this false perception that at least 1,000 black people per year, unarmed black people, were being killed by cops. Circulated, amplified by the mainstream media. Article goes on to state, given a rhetoric like that, which often goes unquestioned by corporate news outlets, it's surprising that so many Americans are misinformed. And this brings me on to another example of misinformation, which I've mentioned before and which most people don't really talk about. Again, peddled by the mainstream media, the reason Americans think this is because of the mainstream media propaganda they've been fed about coronavirus, the flames of hysteria being fanned by the corporate news media. Headline, survey, Americans think coronavirus has killed 30 million people in the U.S., 225 times higher than the actual figure. This was a survey by research firm Keck CNC. This was back in August 2020, which found that on average, people in the U.S. think 9% of the population, which equates to around 30 million people, have died from coronavirus when the actual figure is less than 155,000. And again, that was back in August. The fact remains, they thought 30 million Americans have died of coronavirus when the actual number at the time was 155,000. And of course, the actual number now, according to the government, even with all these comorbidities and counting flu cases of COVID, they say is around 500,000, even if you accept that. That's a lot less than 30 million, isn't it? But when asked in this survey, the average American thought that 30 million Americans back in August had died from coronavirus. Why did they think that? It wasn't because of the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists circulating misinformation. It was because of media hysteria and moral panic. So again, you have nearly half of liberals thinking that 40 times more unarmed black men are killed by police every single year because of mainstream media misinformation and hysteria. And you have the average American thinking 30 million Americans have died from coronavirus because of mainstream media hysteria and misinformation. Two cases. Here's another case from PolitiFact. The Poynter Institute, which is literally a left-wing fact-checking organization, okay? Headline, what we know about Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick's death. This, of course, was the unfortunate death of the police officer in the aftermath of the Capitol Hill riot on January 6. There's a summary here, and this outlines it perfectly. Because Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died January 7th, that was the day after the incident, after he was injured while physically engaging with rioters at the U.S. Capitol, according to a Capitol Police press release. But the cause of his death remains under investigation. The fact that it remained under investigation and that nobody knew the cause of death, for sure, did not stop an early report from the New York Times that said Sicknick was struck during the riot with a fire extinguisher. The Times recently revised that report, prompting criticism, because there's no proof that it happened, but they went ahead and reported it anyway, because they wanted a martyr, they wanted somebody to blame for the tragic death of this officer. CNN reported that investigators are considering whether a chemical irritant like pepper or bear spray played a role. On January 8, Sicknick's brother told ProPublica that Sicknick had texted about being pepper sprayed. ProPublica's report also mentioned a stroke. Continues, Sicknick's mother recently said she thinks he suffered a stroke, the Daily Mail reported. Again, he died the day after from what looks like a stroke, but they don't know. It's still being investigated. That didn't stop the New York Times from saying it was from him being struck with a fire extinguisher, and that didn't stop CNN from reporting that it was related to him inhaling pepper spray. Massive example of misinformation circulated by the mainstream media at the height of this hysteria over the U.S. Capitol riot in the day, the first 24-hour period after it. Again, another glaring example of mainstream media misinformation. And again, this report's not even going to get 1/100th of the attention that the initial claim that Trump supporters killed a police officer got. Glenn Greenwald commented on this report earlier today. He stated, quote, PolitiFact finally acknowledges the truth. Nobody has any idea how Brian Sicknick died. His mother said he was never hit and believes he died of a stroke. His brother thinks it may have been pepper spray. Nobody knows. Doesn't matter. They went ahead and blamed Trump supporters anyway. Despite the fact, by the way, that four other Trump supporters died, including Ashley Babbitt, nobody really cared about it. In fact, Ashley Babbitt was the only one who basically received any mainstream media attention. Nobody even knows the names of the other four Trump supporters who tragically died. Greenwald went on to say, quote, have any of the cable hosts who repeatedly dramatized a false story about how Sicknick died, causing that story to ricochet across social media to millions of people, retracted what they said? Max Abrams also commented on this. He said, don't worry. I'm sure the corrected story will get as much media attention as the original version, asserting as fact that the domestic terrorist smashed to death the officer with a fire extinguisher. So they have three examples of mainstream media misinformation that led to direct hysteria and real-world harm. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited.